This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. For the last 20 years, Chef Susan Spicer's restaurant, Biona, has been rated one of the best in New Orleans. But its reputation for delicious and inventive seafood dishes is being threatened by the lasting effects of the Gulf oil spill. Last week, Friday, June the 25th, Chef Spicer filed a class action suit seeking damages, not just for her business, but for other New Orleans restaurants and seafood suppliers affected by the oil spill. Susan Spicer joins us from her restaurant, Biona, in New Orleans, Louisiana. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm happy to be here today.
And also with us, famed chef Jose Andreas, and he joins us from his restaurant, Haleo, in Bethesda, Maryland. Thanks for being with us once more.
Thank you for inviting me.
Susan, let's begin with you. The oil spill in the Gulf has stretched beyond 70 days now. So please tell us what effect it's having on your business and that of other restaurants in your area.
At this particular time, right now, we're just starting to feel a little bit of a pinch as far as the availability of seafood is concerned. There are still fisheries open to the west of the Mississippi River, but oysters are virtually out of the picture right now because the beds were closed. Some of the beds have reopened, but a lot of the oyster fishermen are laying boom. They're being paid by BP to lay boom, and we're also not sure how the oysters that are available have been affected. We're still getting shrimp, but it's getting smaller and more expensive. But it's really not so much about what's happening today. It's the long-term effects that most concern me and my fellow restaurateurs.
So you filed this class action suit against BP, Transocean, Halliburton, the companies responsible for the down rig. What are you hoping to gain here?
Hoping to show that they were grossly negligent. And that's why, you know, a lot of people have asked why we didn't just file a claim, but there's not a claim process set up yet for restaurants in the tourism industry. So it's to make a statement, to stand with, a lot of the smaller seafood restaurants and seafood-related industries that are going to be affected by this. Absolutely. Some are starting to be affected already, and many, many more, I feel, will be casualties of this disaster.
Now, we did call BP's Houston headquarters for a response, and a spokesman told us the company doesn't comment on individual legal cases. But are you hoping to continue serving the seafood?
Yes, the seafood is being rigorously tested, and what is being sold is safe and healthy to eat. And I will continue to buy from my local vendors, and I'll continue to stand by the product. It's the perception, I think, of a lot of the rest of the country that, you know, that everything coming out of the Gulf is tainted. And that is really not the case.
Jose Andreas, your restaurants in June participated in a nationwide effort to raise money to help people affected by the spill. What is your sense in a culinary fashion about this in terms of impact? Are restaurants changing their menus away from Gulf seafood?
I think it's all the contrary. We are trying to actually put as much as we can if we can buy it. But I think the most important is to remind everyone that the most important source of energy is not gas. The most important source of energy is food, because food is what keeps us, the humans, with energy. So we need to start thinking about food as the most important source of energy, because it's the energy that keeps moving us, the people of America, the people of the world. And I'm only happy about what happened, only because I hope that we're going to start taking seriously where our food comes from, because right now, I don't think we do. Mm-hmm. And we need to start making sure that our politicians understand that the most important thing is our food, period, and food should be unnegotiable. Food is not only what keeps us moving, but food is lifestyle.
It's an economic engine, also.
It's economical engine. It's history. It's the DNA of who we are.
Exactly.
Because everyone is blaming BP, and believe me, they have a lot to be blamed, but it's a bigger talk. Mm-hmm. It's like, was BP, but could be any other company.
Right.
What are we going to be making? What are we going to do to make sure that in a place like the Gulf of Mexico, that is actually, we're talking food. In this case, it's seafood. But what are we going to be making to protect where the food comes from, to make sure that nothing like this will happen in Spain. Only 2-3 years ago, we had the same thing in the northern part of Spain, in Galicia. The same thing is the biggest producer of seafood in Spain, one of the biggest producers in Europe. We had an entire ship that broke in half. Oh my God, it was a disaster again. But this keep happening. And I think, like, oh my God, we need to start fixing and finding solutions to make sure that this never happens again.
Chef Jose Andreas joined us from his restaurant Haleo in Bethesda, Maryland, and Chef Susan Spicer joined us from her restaurant Biona in New Orleans. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you, Jackie, and thank you, Jose.
Hey, best of luck, and let's keep working hard to make sure this never happens again.